Hi there, it's Amy Guth, host on WGN Radio.
And I'm Rex Hupke, a terrible columnist with the Chicago Tribune.
Discourse is at an all-time high in this country, and we're very civilized, and we're thoughtfully...
Shut up, Amy!
Like I said, we're thoughtfully having conversations.
Stop it!
Shut it! Shut up right now!
For God's sake!
I swear to God, I will go over
you.
Punch you! You! So, in a civilized way, let us take a look at what's happening in political headlines right now. Hi there, welcome to another edition of Guth and Hupke on Politics. I'm Amy Guth, that there's Rex Hupke. I don't think Mercury is in retrograde today, but it feels like it. But there's some really good things happening today, too, for a change.
The kids.
The kids, the young people. It is walkout day in a lot of schools. A lot of young people are walking out. I retweeted something this morning. There was a reporter who got to an elementary school, and she was immediately, like, an 11-year-old handed her a press folder.
Yeah, I saw that. Wasn't that awesome? They're so ready for this.
They're so ready. It's great. It's so fun.
Yeah.
So her tweet said, let me find it. Let's see. Her tweet said, covering a walkout. This is Lois Beckett. She's at Lois Beckett. She's a senior reporter at Guardian US. It said, covering a walkout this morning at an elementary school in Virginia, and the 11-year-old organizers handed me a press packet ready for me. And it's an orange folder, and it looks like a kid's handwriting in pencil. This is George Mason Elementary. It's so cute.
Yeah, no, they're smart, man. These kids. These days.
These kids are going to be running our nursing homes, Hupke, so I'm happy to see this. This is exciting for me because I really thought the worst for a while.
I am very sick of having to be so proud of teenagers. I'm supposed to be angry at teenagers.
I'm supposed to be like, you damn kids, get off of our digital lawns. And scoffing at them
exactly.
For recycling 90s fashions that we already put away.
Yeah, it's really good to see. And, of course, silence from Fox News, from the White House, all these places.
Well, they're busy.
Yes, they do have a lot. They're rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic at the moment. So.
They're doing some things. And one of those things is Rexit.
Yeah, Rex. It was a bad day for people named Rex, I'm afraid. I always have to stand by my teammates on Team Rex. No, I do not. But it was funny, though, because what keeps happening is, like, not with everybody, but, I mean, you know, you've got people leaving who you should not like, and yet he left, and he's... so much better than
right. The
other people there that you're like, oh God, I wish Rex Tillerson was staying. Even though on the front end, when he was nominated, everybody's like, what are you
They're
doing?
Terrible.
It's Exxon jerk. Like, come on.
Yeah, it's like having to rank the worst of the worst. Like, here are some terrible people.
Right, yeah.
Please put them in order of least terrible to most terrible.
Yeah, it's insane.
And that's kind of, it's beyond just like the lesser of however many evils. It's really just like, here is a pile of crap. Arrange these turds to be from least offensive turd to most offensive turd. Go.
Yeah, that's basically what it is. And I mean, I don't know. I mean, you know, and the people that he's now put, he bumped Pompeo up from the CIA, and then he's bumping, and I'm forgetting her name, the CIA deputy is now going to become the CIA head. But there's big questions. They both have to be approved by the Senate. And already Rand Paul has come out and said he won't approve them because they're neocons and warlike and a lot of liberal. One of my favorite things going on right now is actually the people on the right being like, or liberals being upset, I think understandably, because, and I'm sorry, I forget her name, but the woman who's been nominated for to head the CIA was very involved in some of the torture activity that we had going on. And so a lot of people on the left, obviously, are concerned and not happy about this. People on the right are like, oh, I see. So you finally get a woman to head the CIA and you're giving her crap. And so, like, well, you know, there's a difference between just... just because
there was a little of that after the Betsy DeVos appointment.
Uh-huh.
It's like, oh, there's a woman in this role and you don't like it, so it's really not about gender. Are you listening to yourself?
Yeah, because I guarantee you there are an ample number of qualified women who have not been involved in torture, or in Betsy DeVos's case, who are not really, really, really unqualified
and racist and terrible,
right, and just bad. We should get to that later. The Betsy DeVos interview was.
I'd just like to say that right now, I'm holding on to my forehead.
Yeah.
I'm just pushing on it, like what you do when you have a migraine.
Yeah.
I'm just pushing on it. It's that kind of day. Just push on your head, everybody.
Yeah.
It'll be okay. We just need to hang on a minute.
Yeah, hold those brains in, people.
Yeah. That's exactly what I'm doing. I'm holding my brain in. I should put my fingers up my nose so it doesn't leak out that way. I'm holding my brain onto the top of my head. Everything hurts today.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad we do this on Wednesdays, because we can always say, and it's only Wednesday, because there's so much. Remember, like yesterday, Trump was out looking at wall samples, and I'm like, oh god, it's just,
again, we could do this every day, Rex.
Yeah,
and
I know.
Still, I don't think get to everything.
Yeah, totally. No, definitely not. I mean, it's way too much. Oh, but the other good news, at least potentially, is the special election in Pennsylvania that looks like it's going to Connor Lamb, the Democrat, in a district that went to Trump by 20 points, which is, and the argument, the smart argument anyway, on that whole race has been, even if he doesn't win still, but the fact that it's this close should have Republicans wetting their trousers.
I was like, what are you about to say?
Because, I mean, it's crazy. Like, this is one of those districts that should have just been a blip. It's a Republican. Just don't worry about it. But they dumped 10 million, I believe. The Republicans dumped 10 million or so in there on their guy. And it looks like Connor Lamb's going to come out winner there. So, aside from the general momentum heading in that kind of blue direction, it seems like this is also like the, I forget what the count is now. It's like the fifth person that Trump has endorsed who's lost. It was like Ed Gillespie, Luther Strange,
right,
Roy Moore, there was somebody else in there.
Speaking of Alabama,
and they all lost.
Are you following the this sheriff story?
I'm not sure.
So the my Tribune password has just expired, so I can't access Wi-Fi right now, because literally everything I touch is turning to garbage today. So I would pull up the man's name, but I do not have access to do so. However, there is a sheriff in Alabama who through a fund that was supposed to be used to feed people who are incarcerated, has siphoned over $700,000 of that off and purchased a beach home, believing this is fine. This is discretionary fund money. I've done this. And like other law enforcement has sort of come to his defense, like, well, there is, well, hold up. There is a fund. We're allowed to do, like, maybe not a beach house, but no, there's, and it's consistently out of a feeding fund. So I'm sure there was like a 20-year-old guy who kind of blew the whistle on him.
Yeah.
And that guy got busted within a few days.
Jeez.
For something else. Like, he was making pot brownies, so he's gotten busted on that. For even the arresting officers appear to be a little bewildered by it.
Uh-huh.
They're like, but okay, but right, the pot part is the problem, not the butter, just so we're clear.
Yeah.
Like, one of them made a comment, said, like, the butter part is not an issue.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
to make sure of that part. So clearly, like, this guy is being targeted, and there's some retaliation going on here. So it's,
oh,
a very interesting story.
If that's wild.
Google Alabama that sheriff, and he, like, all these pictures of him, he's just like, what? Like, he just looks kind of like, huh?
Wow. Todd Entrekin, our esteemed producer.
Yes, she just
Jasmine
texted us
just
because
texted us.
God love you, esteemed producer Jasmine Cooper, for
seriously
doing that.
Seriously.
That's the guy. Yeah. So anyway, Google
that's
him and
wild
look all that.
Yeah, I hadn't heard about that.
Speaking of Alabama. But here's the thing. Immediately, you know, Twitter is talking about this. It was trending on Twitter. And I mean, that's how I found out about it. I wasn't just randomly looking at what's happening in Alabama law enforcement today. So I started trending on Twitter, and that's how I found out about it. I was disappointed to see people kind of reverting to the, like, well, what do you expect in the South trope.
With, that's like, ridiculous, yeah. You
also, don't, like, one of the people lives in Chicago and was railing against stupidity and corruption in the South. And it's like, I'm sorry, do you know
not, yeah,
jack shit about Cook County?
Yeah, seriously.
Because Stupidity and corruption is not a thing that can bar you from holding office or seeking office here in Cook County.
Our governors are actually...
Or Illinois.
State under the state constitution, our governors have to go to jail when they're done.
It's a thing they do. Yeah, it's a thing.
It's just a rule.
Yeah. So I was disappointed because I lived in the South during plenty of my childhood, and you know it's problematic to group any group of people into one thing or belief system. You know, to say all X does Y is always going to be a problem.
Yeah, totally.
All men, all women, all of a race, all of a religion, it's always going to be a problem. Any geographic area, all the, you know, you can say, even you can say that's a red state. Even then, that just means the majority of votes go a certain way.
Right.
Yeah. Red state, blue state, whatever. But you can't say literally every single vote in that place was, you know, the thing that made it a red state.
Sure.
There's always variables and there's always a range of things. And it really irritates me. I think it's irresponsible to further that trope of like the dumb Southern.
Oh, yeah.
Helpless dumbass.
Right.
And I say that as a dumb Southern dumbass.
Helpless dumbass.
Right. Right. Also, there's a real cute puppy on TV behind you. I can't be responsible for words right now. It's real cute. It's gone. It's a Claritin ad.
Cute. Jeez, I missed it.
Claritin is like the poor man's cocaine. You know, because if you need a little sinus help that day and you take a Claritin, you're like, wee, everything is fine. The self-esteem is good. I'm super productive. The over-the-counter. Claritin D. Not that. Not that. You know, other one. The one you got to show ID for because, you know, people make drugs out of it because they legit make methamphetamine from it. Anyway, clearly I should take some Claritin today pep up.
My podcast partner, the meth head.
If someone could spot me some Claritin today, that'd be super. Anywho, so sure, the guy's in Alabama, but that story could happen anywhere.
Of course. Yeah, that's crazy. I don't like that at all. And under any circumstances, it's really ridiculous totally, because that kind of crap just sort of seems to happen anywhere. I mean,
yeah,
there's X percentage of the population capable of doing that, something like that, and they exist
there.
All
yeah
over,
there are stupid people, there are racist people, there are very provincial people all over the place.
Yeah,
I've lived in several states and the North and the South and the West, and I'm here to tell you racism is everywhere. Stupidity is everywhere. Xenophobia is everywhere. Ignorance and contempt is everywhere. It's you can't just put that on the South. That really bothers the shit out of me.
Yeah, no, rightfully so.
It feels weird to swear today.
And
I don't
know
why.
Really? Oh, go for it, man.
Like, as I was saying shit just now, I was like, ooh.
It's like our.
I'm not supposed to do that on the radio. I'm not on the radio. I'm on a podcast. It's okay.
That's our. It's like our calling card. And you know,
also we haven't officially, like, we talked about this a long time ago, but yes or no. Our 9 listeners, we have been thinking of making a supercut of all the swearing.
Yeah.
If you think that is a thing you would like to hear, let us know on the Twitter.
Please.
If you would prefer not to, maybe just don't say anything.
We'll look for your 9 tweets.
We appreciate all 9 of you. Thanks. Okay. As you were saying.
No, but I think, you know, the interesting thing about that, what you're talking, that Alabama case, I just, sometimes I think about how many stories I am missing because all of the massive political upheaval news, etc., is consuming up so much of mine and I think many people's time. You know, another big thing that, and I probably shouldn't bring this up because I don't know a lot about it, sort of as a case in point, but these bombings in Texas, you know, mail bombs that were sent to 3 different families or 3 different homes. Mm-hmm. I know at least one of them was a dad, and I know that they said at least 2, maybe all of them were African-American.
I think so.
Anyway, like I said, I don't want to talk about it too much because I don't know the details because I've been drowning in other news and haven't even paid attention to that, but that's a pretty damn big deal. Yeah. And, you know, I think our capacity to... My chair is sinking.
Oh, my God. I wish this was television because literally he was just talking and suddenly he just started to sink.
My nose just kind of dragged across the
microphone. Across the microphone and he just started to shrink to the floor. That was the funniest... greatest thing. Why are we not on television?
Oh dear, it doesn't quite translate to the podcast crowd, but
trust me, imagine it was like the stair trick where you're like by a short wall and you pretend like you're walking downstairs by crouching. By the way, never do that. I did it once and stepped on my hem and fell straight forward in front of a bunch of people. Never do that.
Don't joke, everybody.
Don't do that wearing a long skirt. It was like that, but with a chair and unintentional. Nice. It was great.
Thank you. I'm glad I was able to help in that matter. But yeah, I mean, think about all the things we're missing. It's just crazy. And I do think that bombing thing needs more attention because that just sounds bananas.
Oh, yeah.
But we're here to talk about politics. Talk we shall. How about that Betsy DeVos interview? I'm sorry, I just can't. And that's old news practically by now.
How about that? We didn't touch it really last.
I think it happened after last week, but it still, it's been drowned.
Seems like a month.
Yeah, exactly. It's been like 3 days probably. But yeah, 60 Minutes, Betsy DeVos.
Oh, man.
Just not having any clue what she's talking about. She also doesn't appear to blink much.
I noticed it. Like, it's noticeable how little she blinks.
Yeah, yeah. She looks like her face is frozen or something, but she's.
She might. I don't know how close to your eye you can get the Botox, but.
Yeah. Actually, hit the nerve or optic nerve.
But it is noticeable how little she
blinks. Yeah, yeah. And she's that big smile all the time. But I mean, I think what that made me think about, and there's been other developments along these lines too, is just how, you know, we focus on Trump and his own utter incompetence and stupidity, including, I'll point out, a tweet he sent today where he said, we can't turn an eye on, tariffs or blah, 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 something like that. I'm sorry. He said we can't keep a blind eye instead of turn a blind eye. He screwed up an idiom, which I'm of course now screwing up too, which makes me look like a fucking idiot.
I was saying that's kind of your thing though, so go easy on him.
Yeah, I know, but it was just. But still, I mean, he's the president.
Here it is. He said we cannot keep a blind eye to the rampant unfair trade practices against our country.
Yeah, it's you turn a blind eye. You don't keep a blind eye. And anyway, it just was frustrating. But anyway, my point being that we focus so much on his just utter cluelessness that we kind of overlook how remarkably inept his cabinet members are and, like, the heads of these different agencies. So Betsy DeVos, she is the Secretary of the Education. I mean, it's preposterous. I mean, that interview was just bollocks. I mean, it was absolutely... It was stupefying. I mean, Leslie Stahl walked away. I walked away from that thinking she should be the Secretary of Education and would do an infinitely better job without any knowledge about her overall background than whoever that was that she was talking to. I mean,
my neighbor's Siberian Husky would probably do a better job at this point.
Yes, exactly.
Really?
And then Ben Carson.
Oof, at the table.
Housing and Urban Development. Right. He's like a 31. No, it was a dinner.
Dining set.
Right. Yeah. I thought it was plates and stuff.
Oh, I thought it included the furniture.
Maybe it did. But regardless, it's $31,000.
Right. Regardless, it's a lot of money. Shit in the dining room.
Yeah. And also, I mean, you know, he's doing stuff. They took discrimination out of like part of the Housing and Urban Development language, you know, in terms of like fighting immigration. Fighting. Immigrant. God, I'm really losing it today.
I'm telling you, it's Mercury or something. There's a planet that's doing a thing to everybody's brain and everybody's technology and all the things today.
I'm going to walk carefully when I leave today. Discrimination. Thank you. That's the word I was looking for. They took that out of some of the HUD language. And, you know, like these people. And now, and just as we were right before we started, Trump announced his new economic policy head is going to be Larry Kudlow, who's basically a TV
strong
dude.
Call, bro.
He's got I dug up his background real quick because I didn't know. I actually thought, well, maybe you do have a, you know, maybe he's got a PhD in economics or something like that. He has a bachelor's degree in economics. He left college before he finished his master's. He had, at one point in the 90s, and he admitted this, a $100,000 a month cocaine habit.
I mean.
And he's been married 3 times. So I'm just, and I don't really give a shit about any of those things, but my point is kind of, again, the best people. I mean,
the best people.
A bachelor's degree dude who's basically been a television commentator about economics who has said a lot of really dumb things.
Now, look, I have known plenty of smart people that have a high school diploma and plenty of dumb people with advanced degrees.
Yeah.
So that isn't that is a measure of education attained, not necessarily intelligence. However, let us layer in a proven track record of saying not the wrapped upest things
sure.
on the TV.
And yeah, and you know, there's plenty of people who have struggled with addiction and that sort of thing. So I don't mean to necessarily demean that, but at the same time, someone who's sort of openly talked about his $100,000 a month cocaine habit makes you just wonder, is he going to pass a, what kind of screening do they have to put?
I don't really have a sense of how much cocaine that is.
It has to be a lot, because I don't hear about a lot of other people having $100,000.
I mean, I don't know how you go about funding that.
Yeah, well, I guess if you're...
Other than selling more cocaine.
I mean, maybe he knows a lot about business in that he's able to con people into giving enough money to that he can support that. I don't know. But
that seems like an excessive amount of cocaine.
It does, yes. Yeah. And so, yeah, so all of these, there's so much ineptitude. And it gets, even Rex Tillerson, for that matter. Rex Tillerson was, by all measures that I've seen, an awful Secretary of State. I mean, he's done virtually nothing that, you know, there's diplomats quitting right and left. So all the focus is on Trump because he sucks all the oxygen out of the room. And he does, you know, he's like a dancing chicken or something that everybody can't take their eyes off of. And
what? Yep.
And whatever. And then all this other stuff is going on, and we don't even pay. You know, it just gets lost.
Yeah.
About how stupid the, you know, person running the education department is. Good Lord.
Let's read some Trump tweets.
Sure.
6 hours ago, perhaps at no time in history have the business fundamentals of the U.S. companies been better than they are today! ! What? Is that right? Is that so?
I don't even want... It hurts my brain to even try to figure out if that's right or not.
5 of our incredible cabinet secretaries are testifying on the Hill this morning on the need to rebuild our nation's crumbling infrastructure. We need to build, all caps, fast, and we need to build for our, all caps, future. Thank you at Senate Commerce for hosting this hearing! # infrastructure in America. I'm going to click on that hashtag.
Oh, good Lord. Be careful. Yeah. He just says... and yesterday he talked about Space Force. That was my favorite development.
Let's talk about Space Force.
I think... And somebody... I can't take credit for this. Somebody said this on Twitter. I don't remember who, or I would properly credit them. But somebody said that might be what what killed Stephen Hawking.
It
was Trump talking about Space Force.
He was like, I'm done here.
He's like, that's it. I'm checking out.
I can't with this. I mean,
and
maybe.
Yeah. And, you know, not for nothing, reading the nonsensical blah, blah that Trump has tweeted, he has not tweeted anything about Stephen Hawking.
No.
He has not tweeted anything about our top ally, the UK, having somebody killed by Russian nerve gas. And today expelling 20-some-odd Russian diplomats.
Nope.
Nothing. He hasn't said a word. So,
he's real busy with some things.
Yeah. And then he flew halfway across the country. Or not halfway. I flew all the way across the country to look at a bunch of damn walls. Yeah. I'm like, it's a wall, dude.
Wall samples.
Wall samples, right.
Like picking out wallpaper and tile.
The picture, that got brilliantly memed. Because there's like, in case you didn't see it, there were, I don't know, like a dozen like wall segments. You know, but there were big spaces in between each one. So each one, I guess, is a different high-tech wall, blah, blah.
Wall type.
Like, yeah, like, come on. And somebody was like, sorry, but I think if you don't put them all together, it's not going to work.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, I mean, it was just, it was so comical. I mean, I don't...
So what's interesting about, I mean, there's a lot of things that's interesting about Stephen Hawking, but one... of the first tweets that I saw about his death was someone saying, okay, on the upside, though, we don't have to hear people say Hawking's anymore, which I heard all the time.
Yeah.
Like, that is not good. So that, but on a serious note, he talked often about universal healthcare quite a bit. And he talked about, mostly in a look, the system as it is set up now is really there to make corporations wealthy. Don't think for a minute it is about care. Mm-hmm. If it excludes anyone, it is about money. The end. And he put a lot of, I mean, I mean, obviously his main focus was science and the meaning of the universe and life, but he talked about universal healthcare quite a bit.
Yeah.
And so
yeah,
I'm sure that's like a, you know, part of the reason Trump is not right. tweeting about him, because he's, you know, he stood for things Trump doesn't believe in.
Yeah. Like education and being intelligent.
Also, I mean, Trump has said things about, like, you know, there was a narrative that rose quickly about, hey, reminder, he solved things and was a brilliant thinker independently. Don't make it despite his disability.
Oh yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And like a lot of people were quickly reminding, like, hey, be careful, as you're saying, like, he overcame so much to accomplish this, like, hold off with that, because like, let's, like, he didn't accomplish brilliant things in spite of a, you know, he didn't right. do it, or rather he didn't do it like, oh, he overcame this to, don't measure him against his ability, measure him just as a brilliant human being.
Right. I mean,
and, like, who also happened to have a disability.
Right. If he didn't have ALS, he would not have been any different intellectually. You know, it's
no,
like
the one, guy was brilliant.
One didn't have anything to do with the other.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, I think you can credit him for his, you know, I mean, I don't know what he did exactly, but he outlived by, like, you know, 60 years, I think, what he was initially told, which is, that part of it's remarkable. But in terms of, yeah, you're right, in terms of his brilliance, I mean, it's a brain, you know, it doesn't.
I mean, my grandma lived 6 years longer than she was supposed to, because she said something like, the hell I am, I got stuff to do.
Well, there you
so,
go.
You know, like, determination
well, yeah,
can get you pretty far.
Seriously, though.
I kid, but, you know.
I'd be interested, actually, and maybe he's written something about this. I actually don't know. I haven't, like, studied the man particularly well, but I would be interested in knowing that, you know, because you think about a person's brain power to, you know.
I mean, who knows? I'm just going
to. Yeah, I know, but it's I just think it's interesting. You know, it's interesting that somebody with that brilliant also, you know, I'd just like to know the reasons. It's fascinating, I think. So he would probably like to know the reasons if he didn't already figure it out, which he probably did, because he's smart.
Which he probably did, and he was like, that's why I'm going to peace out right now.
Yeah.
In time for Pi Day and Einstein's birthday.
Yeah, and then, of course, Obama, that jerk who left us, who left us with this mess. What did he tweeted? He had a really nice tweet. He said, oh, yeah, he said, he tweeted a picture of Stephen Hawking with himself, with Obama. It said, have fun out there among the stars.
Aww.
I'm like, come back. Come back. I don't like the guy we have now. He sucks. You said smart things.
Hey, I heard a thing happening at, I was like a mom and a daughter walking down the sidewalk, and I overheard their conversation.
Uh-huh.
And the mom was complaining about the cold, and she was like, oh yeah, global warming, my foot, you know.
Oh God.
And the daughter was like, in such a lovely way. At first I thought, oh, this is going to be a hilarious family meltdown happening. But she said, you know, Mom, I know that's a word that gets used a lot, but it's important to say climate change, not global warming. She was like, what's the difference? Same thing. She was like, well, there is a difference.
Wow.
And think about it. And she did it in such a way that, like, the words, I invite you to think about, it was very much implied through everything she said, instead of like, no, do it this way. It was interesting, which I'm not saying that's always the way to handle opposition, but it was very like, no, I mean, well, Mom, think about it, you know.
Yeah.
By saying climate change, we're acknowledging that all areas of the earth are experiencing atypical weather, and it also is saying the world doesn't revolve around this community or this city or even the United States. That in fact, just because we're a little colder than we think we should be right now, maybe on the other side of the world it's a little hotter than it should be.
Right.
Maybe that's, you know, and she kind of just laid it out in a really simple and accessible way. And Mom was like, oh, well, yeah, I guess that's fair.
Cool.
Instead of hauling off with like, well, actually, you U.S. supremacist, yeah. You need to actually say it this way, which she wouldn't have heard.
Yeah.
You know, and I think there's struggle in getting things to land with people that you want to hear them,
mm-hmm.
versus kind of compromising yourself and not, you know, I think that's a dance you have to do kind of every day with this sort of stuff.
Yeah, I think that's, I feel like I want to just turn everything over to the kids now. I feel like they've got it much better. They're going to be much better at this than we are.
Oh, yeah.
As evidenced by today and what you're describing.
An 11-year-old had a press packet ready for a reporter.
Right, yeah. Well, and some of the speeches that these kids are, I just saw a few online. I mean, they're brilliant. I mean, and they're not joking around either. They're like, we're going to, get out of our way.
Yeah.
Because we're going to be able to vote pretty soon, and you're gone. And it's pretty compelling, I have to say. There was a really great, I don't know if you saw this one, there was a great video, one kid, he was in North Carolina, at a school in North Carolina, and he was the only one that walked out.
Aw, buddy.
Yeah, but he posted a video on Twitter, and he's like, well, I'm out here for 15 minutes or so by myself. But then, everybody, huge people were retweeting, and saying, go, we're with you, and blah, blah, blah. It was really cool. And then another...
How old is he?
I don't know exactly, but he looked like a senior. I mean,
okay.
Probably, what?
So not like 16. A little child, but
No. Almost. It was a high school kid for sure.
We should get him on
the
podcast. We should talk to him.
Yeah. And then there was a girl in New Jersey at a school where they said you couldn't go out. They wouldn't let the kids out, but she went out anyway.
Good for her. Let's get her too.
And she's figuring she's probably going to get suspended or something. And
worth it.
Yeah, one of the MSNBC anchors was like, "Well, come spend your suspension day with me then."
Yeah,
all these people.
Totally. So. If she would like to come spend her suspension day here at WGN Radio at her own expense to get here, that'd be great.
Yes, by all means.
By all means.
If you can pay for the flight, and
come hang out with us.
Yeah, right.
That's great. There's usually some old cookies in the break room.
Yeah.
It's fine. We'll feed you those. You'll love it. It'll be good.
But yeah. It's great. It's just so good to see. I'm proud of these kids, and I'm just kind of inspired to see this,
What do you think about the movement around Vote 16? Like the idea of kind of like the learner's permit route into voting?
I have not heard about this, actually.
So there's a pretty, there are many chapters around the country, but the one in Chicago is pretty active and pretty good and pretty well organized. And so the idea is essentially, there's a few paths into this, but sort of one of the ideas is that you could get higher voter literacy in the end if you let some elections be open to younger people than 18, like local municipal down ballot elections could start. You could kind of work your way into, instead of suddenly you're 18 and you get the full ballot, you kind of work your way in.
And what if you don't, you just don't? And there's not like a penalty for not working your way in?
Oh, okay. No, there's, you could wait till you're 18. But if you're like a politically engaged, gung-ho kind of kid, and the idea would be you would take that civic responsibility. Yeah. I don't know. I was really excited to vote for the first time. I was very excited when I turned 18. That was one of the first things I did, was register to vote. I was really excited about it, and I took it really seriously. I still take it really seriously.
Yeah.
So I don't... but I don't know. I realize there are some dumbass kids. There are dumbass people everywhere. So there may be some dumbasses to be like, I don't care. I'm just going to pick a random... I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I mean, because I...
But I don't know that age is necessarily a remedy for stupidity.
Right. I was going to say that there are ample dumbass people who are, in their 70s.
Yeah.
So if I'm
going to trust a young person of in some states, 16 or 17, or what is it in Illinois, 16, when you get a driver's license?
I think in 16.
Okay. So between 15 and 17, depending on what state you're in, if you're behind the wheel of a car, you're trusted with some life and death decisions. So
yeah, that's
why not?
I would. Yeah. I mean, that's where I agree with that. I mean, if we're going to let them drive, you should be able to trust them to... trust them as much as anyone to cast, informed vote. I mean, again, we're crap in the voting, department anyway.
Yeah, let's just admit that, everyone over 18 has kind of shit the bed at this point.
Yeah,
so
right. Yeah.
Might as well let the young people have a crack at it. We've screwed it up pretty badly.
If anything, I think we should make it harder for older people to vote.
The older you are, the more, yeah.
They kind of have less on the line at that point. Maybe you should age out
of voting. Well, that is one of the arguments that this campaign has used, is we have more at stake. We're 16.
Right. Yeah.
It takes us decades to clean up your bullshit, older people. Let us be involved earlier, and we can help navigate our futures a little bit sooner.
Yeah.
Which is not a bad argument.
No. Why don't we do that? I mean, how about when you retire, you can't vote anymore? I think that seems reasonable. It's like you start collecting Medicare or whatever, and you're done voting. And other people, it's up to other people now.
Remember that movie Logan's Run?
I don't think I ever saw that, actually.
Filmed in my hometown of Fort Worth, Texas.
Yeah, I mean, I know the name. I just don't think I've ever
seen it. I don't remember if it was 30 or 35, but it was at one of those ages you have to, like, fly up into the light and basically get zapped. It was basically like you fly into a bug zapper and you're done. That's it. 30, really? 35. That's all you get. We can't have the elderly around here. So you and I would be long gone.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
I don't want to assume your age, but I heard a rumor you're over 35. Yeah,
28.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I could get on board with the weeding out the olds, though.
Because
it's kind of ridiculous. I mean, they have...
I don't know about that one. I'm on board with bringing in the youngs, but I don't know about weeding out the olds.
Weeding out the olds, man. I mean, what are they like?
We're becoming olds every day. We're getting more and more to the olds.
Right, but they've had their chance at that point to shape, you know, the country and everything.
Right.
So maybe they should phase out and let the youngins take it.
Come on. We can let the youngins take it without phasing ourselves out.
I'm fine being phased.
I think we should have one of the Vote for 16 people in. We should interview them.
Yeah, because I was not familiar with that, but I like that general thinking anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there's aspects of it that I'm not considering. And I'm also sure that when somebody hears this, I'm going to get in trouble for suggesting that 65 and
somebody
over
65,
not
like
be allowed to
one
vote
of our nine listeners is like...
Tribune columnist suggests end of democracy or something like that.
Right. Old people have no place in democracy. Yes. That's what's going to happen.
I've always thought you should send old people to war. That's the big thing. If everybody would agree to
you
that...
You know what? My mom has said that for a long time. She's like, if you sent older women to war, we would handle this shit and get it done. And... like the mama bear would come out and we would just like open a can of whoop ass and be done.
I was thinking more just old people because they don't have as much to live for.
Jesus Christ. Just
send them into the meat grinder of war as opposed to the young people who have everything to live for.
Honestly, I'm a little bit surprised that no one has like pulled one of our quotes out of context and put it all over some right wing site. Because out of context, I mean, I listen back and sometimes think about that because on the air, if you say something out of context, Nick DiGilio will take that audio and put it on his show.
Uh-huh.
And he has a whole segment about out of context. And it's usually something that sounds dirty, but it's not.
Right. Okay.
You know, which I say dumb crap all the time. Mm-hmm. And I think I've been on there a couple times, but it's usually like the weekday daytime shows that he pulls from. So, but every once in a while, like, you'll get a text while you're on the air. They'll be like, oh, man, Nick DiGilio is going to totally use what you just said. And you don't even realize what you just said, but you're like, oh, yeah, definitely that's going to get me misquoted.
Prime material.
But I'm surprised nobody's taken one of our, because we do bits, right?
Yeah,
when we're talking, like, when I'm talking about someone being a dumbass, I'll be like, we both do this where we pretend to be the person and say something they would say.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I think it's only a matter of time before someone says, like, that one of us, like, affecting a strange voice said the following people should be killed.
Right,
like,
exactly.
You know, it completely, and it's one of those like, did you or did you not say those words? Yes, I said them, but I was making fun of somebody. I was pretending to be a neo-Nazi at the time when I said it.
Yuck, yuck.
And then it doesn't make it better. Like our defense becomes really terrible.
Right.
And makes us look even worse. Surprised it hasn't happened. Free idea,
yeah,
right wing people.
For all the trolls who monitor this podcast for incriminating
so
information.
So closely.
Yes.
I know.
Here, I'll just give you one. I think old people should be sent
to war.
Oh,
my God. The problem is we'll take each other down. You know what I mean? Like, if one of us gets quoted, the other goes with them.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Because it's... unless one of us just said something really reprehensible in another setting.
Right. Yeah.
It would be... because, like... we'll call each other when it's like, well, no, I don't agree with that.
Sure.
What about this? We'll call each other. But if it's like, pretty much we would bring each other down equally in that moment. Your chair is doing it again. You just sank.
Yeah, I know.
It's a conspiracy. It's a conservative conspiracy to keep you away from your microphone. You're being silenced by conservative chairs.
Trump has sabotaged my chair, clearly. Or the Russians, one of the two.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Has he tweeted since we've been on the air? Probably. Not. He has not.
Yeah, he's pretty much of a morning, evening kind of guy. You don't get
That's
a whole
true.
Lot
he
of...
doesn't do much in the afternoon. Yeah, he's busy.
He's busy, right. That's when he's doing his work.
Is
his
he?
Very important work that he does.
What would that work be? When he's like, I need to block out some time to do work, what do you think he's doing?
I don't think he does anything. I think he just meets with people and he, you know, says things. And honestly, I think you can really look at a lot of what's happening. There was somebody wrote a piece about this not too long ago, and I'm terrible about citing people, but
especially when we don't have internet access.
Yeah,
maybe we got fired and we don't know it.
Yes, that could be.
I literally would not be surprised.
They're not even recording this right now.
we're just sitting here talking.
Nice conversation.
Jasmine walked away hours ago. She's like, "Y'all done? I'm out. I'm on break."
A lot of people think that really Trump is just kind of a figurehead. You know, he's there, he says blah blah, people kind of take whatever he says and, you know, then they sort of modify it into policy-ish stuff, and, you know, that he's really more kind of being controlled. And I certainly think that's what the congressional Republicans are trying to do with him. They're using him just to get the crap they want passed, and then they're trying to just sort of navigate around all the other difficulties. But he does, you know, the work of going places and saying things and what have you, but I don't think this guy pays attention to much or learns a lot. I mean, there's certainly no evidence to that, you know, that he's really picking up a lot of the nuances of things. He certainly isn't toning down at all.
Absolutely not. If anything, he's getting bonkers. I made the mistake a moment ago of clicking on the build the wall hashtag.
Oh, dear.
I advise against doing that. It's real upsetting.
I can only imagine.
It's people kind of saying, like, we support you. Welcome to California. We're all behind you. The state of California is not behind Trump.
Yeah.
In its entirety.
Well, and, you know, he got there yesterday and he immediately started bashing the governor, saying what he's doing a horrible job, blah, blah, blah. I was curious about that. And maybe this is I don't know. Maybe it has happened, but like, when does a president go after a sitting, visit a state and go after a sitting governor? Like, I don't recall Obama or Bush or anybody ever going somewhere and saying, "Well, yeah, you know, so and so."
Well, you don't go after people usually. You know what I mean? You even if someone royally screws up, you are diplomatic about it,
right? I mean, he's just mouthing off about it. He's like, he's doing a terrible job here. People are going to start leaving. You have the highest taxes in the country. Bad, 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 bad. You know, he's like ranting, and I'm like,
if I were a governor, I'd be like, please come to my state and talk shit about me.
Well, yeah, that seems to be helping.
Come at me, bro.
It seems to be helping people. And
right, because clearly everyone you endorse falls off the earth and fails miserably. So, yeah, feel free to come here and malign me. That'd be great.
Yeah, yeah, that does seem to be... like a huge advantage at this point.
What a peach. What a little peach. What a sweet little guy he is.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's weird. This has been I mean, everything's weird all the time, I guess. But I think he's a little unchained at the moment because he's losing some of the people who were acting as sort of stabilizing forces. Mm-hmm. And he seems to think that that's what he likes, obviously. So,
oh, crap. Have we not even talked about Kushner?
Oh, yeah, everybody's forgotten about that.
That's the thing. We're like, oh, write this. Oh, write this.
That was like 35 scandals ago, right? Yeah, no, I mean, he's still around. And even though, you know, his security clearance was yoinked and, you know, there's most people feel like without that security clearance, there's not a whole hell of a lot he can do. But, of course, he's still there.
Well, and, but that kicked up a lot of, another level. I shouldn't say a lot because it's already there. But, like, another level of this really terrible... language that is this very thinly veiled anti-Semitism.
Oh, yeah. Well, same with Gary Cohn. The
right, we talked about that last week. Yeah,
the globalist.
Same, yeah.
Yeah. It's weird, man. And Jared, actually, I should have mentioned that when we were talking about the ineptitude of the people around him, that gets overshadowed. And that's a perfect example. Jared mm-hmm. is tasked with an enormous amount of stuff that he has absolutely no business.
And he's a realtor.
Yeah, right, exactly. I mean, Jared, look, he could be a perfectly nice person.
No offense to realtors.
Right, I have no idea.
Some of my best friends are realtors.
Yes, exactly. But I have no idea if he is good, whatever he is. I don't know. I mean, but the bottom line is he's not in any way, shape, or form qualified for what he's doing.
No.
I mean, not even close.
Not even a little bit.
He's not even, I mean, if he brought in, like, I mean, he's too young to be qualified, too. You know what I mean? Like, and that's not a knock on young people. It's just a matter of if you're going to, kind of like we were saying before, you maybe don't need, like, a PhD to be smart by any means, but you need some kind of experience to be able to draw from. So to think that this dude is just, like, some, you know, unnaturally smart younger guy who can handle all of these incredibly complex things that nobody before has been able to deal with successfully is just it's preposterous. I mean, again, you just have same with Ivanka. I mean, she has no business being there. They're not in any way qualified for any of the jobs that they're doing.
As an aside, The Atlantic had a piece a few days ago about the origin of the globalist slur.
Oh, really?
That's really interesting. It's worth reading.
Oh, okay.
It's not, it's more overview than it is like a deep dive, mm-hmm. even though I think it's positioned to be like a deep dive. No offense to that thing. But it's an interest, it's compelling.
They agree though, right? It is a slur.
Yeah.
I mean, I've always, because I got a lot of pushback. I wrote a thing about that a long time ago.
It's become a slur.
Yeah, I didn't know if it started. That's what I meant, is if it started as a, or if it just sort of evolved to. Because I honestly don't know. I always, whenever I hear it, all the sirens go off, I'm like, anti-Semitic. But some of these Trump people use it, and I honestly, like if Bannon uses it, I think he knows damn well. But when like Mick Mulvaney, the budget director, made some globalist crack, I honestly don't know. I don't know. I mean, I don't like. And
the
I'm
way
not saying,
he said it.
He said, even though he's a globalist,
he may be a globalist, but I still like him.
Right.
Come on.
You think so? Okay, maybe. I mean, I'm not trying to give.
That is setting my hatred of Jews radar off. Okay. So hard.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, when I hear it, I immediately think that's what it is. But at the same time, sometimes I wonder, like, wait, do these idiots actually? Because they're all so dumb. I'm like, do they? Is there actually just ignorance built into this where they think that's a term for, people who think globally as opposed to an actual anti-Semitic slur? So, I don't know. Again, Bannon, for sure, because he knows what it means and he uses it. His site has used it, extensively.
Yeah.
But
and it is hard. Former site. It is hard to, like, decipher the language of just dumb idiot speak.
Right, yeah, yeah.
But I think at this point, how do you not know that that's...
Yeah, and even if he's joking about, even if he was saying it kind of in jest, then it's still like...
That's a joke you and that guy make to each other, that's fine.
Yeah.
But maybe leave that for when it's you and that guy.
Right, when you're making an official statement on the...
Maybe don't say it then.
From the administration.
Right. Like, I got a friend who is not Jewish, and we make those kind of jokes to each other.
Yeah.
Like, she'll be like, man, this terrible thing happened to me. And I was like, it's because you're that. And she'll be like... And if I say, like, oh, this terrible thing happened to me, she's like, it's because you're a Jew.
Yeah.
Like, we joke. Right. We do that to each other.
Yeah, sure.
Like, I blame everything on her Irish Catholicness.
Yeah,
well, like, there you go. Well, your first problem is you're Irish Catholic. And she's like, you're right. That is why my bank is overdrawn or whatever. we just say that to each other because we've just done that a long time. Because one time someone said that to her 100 years ago and it's just stuck and we make fun of it.
Yeah.
So, but we would not, I would never say that in front of other people because people would be like, wow, Guth really hates Irish Catholics. Why would you say that?
Right. Of course.
Yeah. So, this world is exhausting.
It is exhausting. I'm tired.
I could be like cryogenically frozen for a minute, just for the good nap. I just need, I don't want to be frozen. I want to hit pause on everything in the world. Everybody else. If we could all have like a week we could use anywhere in our lifetimes.
Yeah.
Right now, I would just like pause the world for 3 days, do all the crap I need to do, like catch everything up. Everything will be fine.
Yeah.
And then I would unpause like exactly at that moment. It'd be like, all right.
Yeah.
We're good.
I could use that. Could all use it. We need a minute. We all need a minute.
I need a minute. In summation, we need a minute. We all need a minute. All right. Yeah, I hope you get a minute, too. So we'll see you next time. Don't be a jerk on Twitter. Try not to call people a globalist. And we'll talk to you soon next time on Guth and Hope PM Politics.